Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. April is such a special month, isn't it? The flowers start to bloom. We all get allergies. We can't breathe. We have to file our taxes. But you may not know that April is also White History Month. We sent our producer, Brenda Salinas, to find out just what this month of recognition means to these very proud people.
They're a majority of Congress and of Fortune 500 CEOs. They've won more Oscars than any other group. They invented light bulbs, airplanes, fake butter, and the internet. They founded institutions of higher learning all over the country. They ended slavery. But despite all of these achievements, the non-Hispanic white population is shrinking every year. But just who are white people? Their food.
It's the way ranch is supposed to taste.
Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl is back.
We always make our Kraft singles with milk and no artificial flavors.
Their sports.
Trouble, Trevor Bayne's around. Big crash for Bayne.
Currier tries to get by and he does. Moves into the puck and England plasters him.
Their TV personalities.
Here now with tonight's top 10 list from the cast of How I Met Your Mother.
You are watching The Susie Orman Show.
And I'm going to sweat this pepperoni. And what I'll do is let this get nice and crispy, almost like bacon.
So Christine, you're fired.
And like an endangered species, white people are learning to adapt. Former New York City Mayor Miguel Bloomberg.
Los vehículos que fueron abandonados en las calles durante la tormenta nos han dificultado la limpieza.
They don't look like America anymore.
We mentioned a moment ago, new numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau tonight are projecting America will become more diverse more quickly than was previously thought. The experts now say minority groups will become the majority in the United States by the year 2043.
So I went to Times Square to meet a few of these Americans.
Where are you from?
Oregon.
But like, where are you really from?
Really from Oregon.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like your family.
Oh, my origins?
Yeah.
Germany.
Where are you guys from?
New Mexico.
But like, where are you like really from?
California, New Mexico.
No,
New
but
Mexico.
Like, your family.
We're oh, I'm Norwegian. Like that?
Oh, Ireland. Like, is Ireland. That what you mean? Yeah. Sorry.
Do you speak any Irish?
Just a little bit. Pug my horn. It means kiss my butt. You know?
What do you like to do?
Just dance, go to Zumba, you know, and
you
have fun with my friends. Yeah.
Are there a lot of Mexicans in Zumba, or is it mostly white ladies?
Oh, both mixed up, plenty of mixture of everybody.
Really?
You know, African American, Asian, Mexican, and us, you know, white old Irish girls like me.
And just as I was leaving, I found the future of white people.
So can I have your names?
First, I'm Jackson.
Jordan.
Colin.
Cody.
Nolan.
And where are you guys from?
Minnesota.
No, but like, where are you really from?
Lewiston, Minnesota.
But like, you know what I mean? Like your families?
Germany.
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 Okay.
So what are some like white sports?
Football.
Well, everything's white. Well, we have wrestling. Is that a white man sport?
Yeah.
So who's like the musician that speaks for like white people?
In probably.
Toby Keith.
These young men are learning to find humor in their situation.
Do you just say you're white, or do you say like I'm Anglo, or?
Crackers.
We're trying to make fun of each other. We call each other crackers.
Yeah.
Paula Cruz Takash is an anthropologist who spent 2 years living among white people.
Well, the history of white people in this country, of course, this country didn't begin with the presence of whitened peoples. They came in the, you know, in the 1700s. The history of white people is really quite diverse because depending on which white population, European population we're talking about, different populations came for different reasons to this, you know, to this continent. So if you're talking about the Dutch, you're talking about them having a relationship with native peoples. That was different than the relationship with the French and with the Quakers and with the English.
It's time to recognize white diversity and to stop grouping all white people together. You can call them white, Caucasian, Anglos, Güeros, but first and foremost, call them Americans.
That's us. That's right.
For Latino USA, I'm Brenda Salinas.